This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus. Hello, hello, and happy Monday. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. And today I'm super excited because I get to hang out with my colleague, my buddy, my pal, my wise counsel, Dr. Ahab. How are you doing today, Dr. Ahab?
I'm so good, Daryl. It cracks me up every time you say that because I love it because it's like our podcast lingo that is just now infected everybody. Daryl, you are also my wise counsel. Honestly, I think we are pretty constant in communication about we have to figure out something and let's brainstorm together. So it is so good to see y'all's faces. It's so good.
Yeah. For those that don't understand the concept of wise counsel, Dr. Ham actually introduced me to that a long, long time ago. And it's just really having someone around you that can be there for you when you need someone, whether you know, it's a time in need because something might have happened to the family or whether you just need advice in regards to what conference to go to. And today we're super excited because we're going to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart, the Vision Expo. And today's guest knows everything about the Vision Expo. Friends and family, today I'd like to introduce a friend of the podcast as well, Ashley Mills. Ashley Mills is basically the CEO of the Vision Council. So if anyone knows anything about the Vision Expo, Ashley definitely does. Ashley, thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
I am so happy to be here with you both. Thank you so much for having me.
We're super excited that you're here. And before we jump into this amazing interview and this podcast, you have to tell us about your eyewear because your eyewear is amazing.
I know. I love my eyewear. This is the new Spring Summer 21 Escada from Dorigo. And I love it very, very much. But, you know, I love also it's 8:30 at night. So I wear obviously many pairs of eyewear, but also contacts. So by 8:30, I take the contacts out and happy to put on a pair of eyewear to talk to you all.
Whatever my ears. I don't know about yours, Kate. Like whenever I hear someone state that they take their contacts off and put their glasses on at the end of the day, that way they don't dry themselves out. They can see well, they can relax their eyes. That just makes me smile.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I was like, you are like ideal contact lens like patient. You're the one that's like, okay, I'm just tired. I want them out. And I have a gorgeous pair of glasses to put on. And it's so fun. Also, one of the perks of working in the optical world and industry is you go, I know my options. And I want to flex all of those. And I think that's the best part about once you step into this world of, you know, kind of optical and optometry, you kind of get this whole new outlook on, you know, all the options that are available. It's great.
Yeah, they get really happy when they see me coming in to the boutique near my house because I like to try. I think it's also my responsibility to try different lenses, different products, the blue light, every kind of coating, every kind of brand. It's really just important to me to know everything that's out there and then also to support all of my members. My optician, we have a lot of fun together.
Well, today I'm super excited to really have a conversation with you because I am a veteran when it comes to the Vision Expo. And my colleague, Dr. Kate Ham, she has never been to Vision Expo. And last year, we weren't really able to get out and make that happen. But 2021 is a new year, new things are happening. And I know you're really making this an incredible experience. So I really want to dive deep into what Vision Expo is going to be about this year, because I know you were working on some pretty incredible things last year. So I really want to dive deep into this year. What should we expect? What the experience is going to be? Let's just really take it from top to bottom. If you don't mind, just really stating the dates, where it's going to be located at, because I know there's some changes in regards to where it's typically housed.
Oh, thank you for asking. I could talk about it every day, all day long. we are super excited. I'm so excited. This will be your first one in a lot of ways, because you'll get to be part of the inaugural class after COVID. You can always say, like, I was at the first one after COVID. So Vision Expo East is happening in Orlando in 3.5 weeks, June 2nd to the 5th. We made a decision early in January. We had a choice to either cancel the show in New York or move to Orlando because New York wasn't ready to accommodate our event. And so we made the right choice. So we moved to Orlando, and it looks fantastic. So this will be our first major industry event since September 2019. There is a lot of, I think, pent-up demand. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm. Our registration looks great. The show floor looks great. And before I get ahead of myself with all of the experiential and cool, awesome things that are going to happen in Orlando in 3.5 weeks, the reason we chose to move to Orlando is because we knew that with all of the safety protocols that we needed to be aware of, we knew we could put on a show in Orlando that was a great experience and an awesome business event, but also at the absolute highest levels of COVID-19 prevention, safety, and sanitation. So we are very aware of the world that we live in, and so we have every protocol in place. Orlando has run over 50 shows in the last year. They can do it safely. We have plenty of space to do it. And we call the shots. So we've made the rules on how this is going to go. So you'll see everything that you've been doing in your practices, everything you've been doing when you go to your own doctor, everything you've been doing when you go to the grocery store. We'll ask everyone to be masked. We'll temperature check. We'll ask for social distancing. But even behind a mask and from 6 feet away, it's going to be a great experience. You'll see the products, the people, the companies, the brands, the innovation, make the connections, get the education. It's all there. It's just, we have some trade-offs, and I think they're a small sacrifice when you get to still be able to get back out and do business. So
Especially getting together. Yeah. I'm so excited. I've only heard incredible things about Vision Expo. And when I was in school, it was always a bummer. It fell right around where my testing was. So I always had, so it was just the way my school worked. So I was super excited to be able to come this year. But what things are new this year that maybe, you know, all of us will be experiencing first time?
So we have put a lot of thought into how the attendee, how you move through the show when you attend, and what your experience is as you walk through the different halls and see the different exhibitors. And we were going to launch this last year, but what we ended up with was to create this kind of subculture in each area of the show, and we're calling them neighborhoods. You'll move through each one. They each have their own DNA. They're each a unique group of people, brands, like minds, compatible people. So it'll be like moving through different neighborhoods as you move through the show. So if you start with the Focus, that's where you'll find our lens companies, our innovators, our equipment manufacturers. And then you can move all the way through to the River, where you'll find our kind of our high-end luxury designers. We've named a neighborhood called the Springs after like the Abex movement, where Jackson Pollock was painting in the Springs out in the Hamptons. And that's kind of our breakthrough artisans. So you'll feel it everywhere you go. The Park is our large area where you'll find the big companies that you know well. And everybody has a place. It's not just like real estate, though. It was built around the personalities and the brand and the product that you'll find in those places. So it'll be a different experience. I know a huge part of retail and going to the doctor and every part of our lives now is focused on delivering something experiential, and that was really the inspiration for how we designed the show.
Yeah, and I love that you're using that word experience, because that is the world we live in now. Everything you do is experience. From the time that the patient, you know, books an appointment online or finds you on social media, to when they walk into that exam room, to when they leave that exam room, it's all an experience. And I can honestly say, throughout my years of going to Vision Expo, it's always been an experience. And every year it gets better and better. And I see that you have really taken it to the next level with these different neighborhoods that you have. So I'm super excited to check it out and see how it's going to take place and just enjoy the energy that's going to be out there. And, you know, I know the travel is an issue for some folks. Well, I just came back from traveling a couple times. I was out for some business one trip, and then one for pleasure. And I can honestly say that the airlines, the airports, they are really doing what they need to do to make it safe for you. And I felt comfortable, and I'm looking forward to seeing my colleagues again. You know, I'm looking forward to maybe giving some air high fives and some air hugs. But most importantly, I'm really looking forward to just the networking, looking forward to the, you know, the education, looking forward to the experience. It's just, you know, it's one of those things that I miss. I feel like a piece of me hasn't been there the entire last year, year and a half, simply because I haven't been able to go to the Vision Expo. I mean, I've met some of my best friends in the industry at Vision Expo. So for that to not be there, it's really been, you know, hard on me, just to be upfront with you. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people share your sentiment, and I would go a little further too to say, you know, we've never expected this to be like Vision Expo East 2015 or 2016. Like, we knew this would be a recovery environment, and the response has been so positive. And I honestly, I don't think you come to this show unless you're serious about getting it done, going to business, meeting people, meeting vendors, seeing products, getting education. This isn't like your year if you're just coming for one meeting and maybe a dinner. You know, this is a serious decision that a lot of people are making, and we're really encouraged by the response, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, I like it because of, I like the location that you chose. My wife always likes to travel with me to Vision Expo, whether it's New York, so she can do her shopping, eat at nice restaurants, and Vegas because of the same thing. But we now also have a four-year-old. So the concept of actually going to Orlando and being able to go to the conference and do some of the other activities and hang out afterwards is quite amazing, and something that we're definitely going to take full advantage of. So I really love that, you know, when you change the location, you found somewhere that has proven that they're able to do this show, but also somewhere that we can have some excitement, just like the other large cities that you've chosen in the past, with New York as well as Las Vegas.
Yeah, we wouldn't do this if we didn't know we could do it well and safely. And Orlando is the right place for us this year. So 3.5 weeks from now, we will be at an expo again.
So I know there's a ton of, you know, great continuing education and opportunities to meet with vendors during the day, but what are some of those special events that we should be looking out for? Like I said, you know, I'm marking up my calendar so that I know I'm full when I'm there. So what things should I be looking out for when I come? Like, what's the hot spots to, you know, visit in those big moments?
Well, we'll have plenty of programming on the show floor in an area called The Scene, where we'll do different talks, different presentations, have a lot of high energy programming throughout the show. The Prevent Blindness was just such a great partner early on. They always are, but they are co-locating their annual golf tournament with us. So that's
wow.
If you're a golfer, apparently Florida is a good location for that. So a couple groups are doing their events. The Professional Opticians of Florida have co-located with us. Several groups, a lot of buying groups are with us and doing events. And I think the schedule will keep getting more and more populated in the next couple of weeks. We tried to leave this really as a platform for our exhibitors and our attendees to do what they need to do this year. So we're not the Vision Council and Vision Expo, we're not planning anything. We're letting everybody else do their thing, because this is, it's really important that everybody who comes to Orlando gets that networking in and gets to make those connections that, while we've tried really, really hard to do over the phone, it's really important that people get to spend some time together.
I love that you're just creating an opportunity for people to come together. I mean, you've kind of said that a couple of times, but I mean, it's truly, you have people coming from, you know, of other places. Like, I know National Optometric Association is coming and doing a regional based conference and things. Like, it's so cool that you're just allowing yourselves to be a platform to support so many great voices. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's always our feeling that we're better together. And this year in particular, if there is any way that we can help groups meet, bring their people together, do this well and safely together, I mean, this is the year to work together. And I mean, Opticon has been a tremendous partner. They're with us providing our opticianry program again this year. We've just seen a lot of great support. And I think it's just good for everyone. We can all do this really well together.
So Ashley, I'm curious, what has been your favorite moment at Vision Expo? I can tell you mine. Do you want me to go first? You probably have multiple moments, which I know I do as well, but ladies first, you go first.
My favorite moment at Vision Expo, oh my gosh. I mean, okay. At the risk of just sounding really cheesy. There's a moment where you show up and the whole planning part and all the work and all the strategy and everything that goes into it and all the other business and every meeting and all the schedules, all of that. But you walk in and I find it dazzling. I really do. I mean, and it dazzles me every time that there's that moment when you first kind of walk back in to Expo and you see your people and it's a good moment when you're back and when you see the booths and your colleagues and your friends and it's a good moment. So I hope you feel that way. I can't wait to talk to you after the show, but there's a moment of, you've heard about it and then you kind of see it and it's dazzling.
Yeah, no, I agree. Just the whole piece of being able to see your friends, your colleagues catch up and still get the education is amazing. My favorite moment at Vision Expo took place, I think it was either my first or my second year going, and I was walking down the exhibit hall, and an older gentleman called me over, or seasoned gentleman, I should say. Every time I say older, I get myself in trouble. So a seasoned gentleman called me over. I kept hearing my name, and my wife was like, I think he's calling you. And I looked over, he was like, Darryl Glover, come on over. And I looked over, and it was Sir Oliver Goldsmith. Mm-hmm. And we connected online, and I blogged about his products and things like that. And he invited me over to sit down with him to actually go over each one of his frames from his new collection. And he showed it to me personally.
Oh, I know. The product, and, right?
You know, it was just one of those moments where I was like, wow, this is incredible. Like, if I would have never come to this conference, I would have never met an icon in eye care and eyewear. I would have never been able to, you know, touch those amazing pieces of eye furniture, as he would say. It was touching. And the cool part was, which really made my swag go up a little bit, was my wife was with me. So she was like, okay.
She's like, wow.
We know who you are. Okay, you're not just doing this for no reason when it comes to blogging and all that other stuff. So for me, that was a life-changing moment for me. Simply because I got to meet an icon and an eyewear, and I was also able to, connect with someone that I really respected. And, my wife got to experience that moment with me. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those precious moments in life that I will never forget. And to this day, I still keep in touch with him. He always sends me a happy birthday message and all that other jazz. Mm-hmm. So It was incredible, Kate. I mean, when I tell you I was walking and like my chest was a little bigger after that. You know, I felt good about myself, and I was just like, man, this is quite amazing, you know. And ever since then, I've been going to a conference, you know, Vision Expo is where I met Dr. Adam Ramsey, which, you know, I do a lot of work with him. Yes. Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, my colleague, you know, we've gone to plenty of expos and made some magic happen. And I've just met a lot of folks, you know, and just being able to connect with your virtual friends and actually
yes.
person, to me, that is the piece that is priceless. That networking piece is just incredible. In addition to that, you get education as well. It's just the best of both worlds.
Oh, right. And really, the education is just put on by such incredible speakers and people that are, I mean, they are the experts in the field. Like when they bring the best of the best in, I mean, I always would look and I would get so much like, I had to get so much FOMO because I'm like, man, I want to be there. I want us to be seeing all of these people that I see on Instagram every day and I want to see them in person. But also, I mean, I'd want to learn from these people that pioneered techniques and pioneered just kind of new fields within optometry or in the optical industry, like everything of that nature. I always was like, oh, I want to go. And so I was super excited this year, especially in Orlando, because I could convince, I tried to convince my husband to come, but he's got to do weights camp for football. But he was like, I want to go. It just sounds so exciting and so fun. So I'm super pumped to be able to be there and kind of get those similar experiences where you get to connect and meet people that you would have never met anywhere else, because it's really the meeting of the minds, truly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you use that word connect, because I want to put some information out there for all the newbies like yourself, Dr. Ham. When you go to Vision Expo, there's a couple things that you need to have. You need to bring your smile, because you're going to meet everyone and you want to be able to have a first good first impression. Number two, you want to have your business cards, because there's a ton of networking at your fingertips. So you want to make sure that when you meet those stars, someone that may be in your specialty or someone that you may want to be a mentor, you're able to connect with them and get their information. You also want to make sure you have comfortable shoes, because there's so much to see and so much to do that you're going to walk around a big convention center, a big area. So you want to make sure that you're comfortable. And then also you just want to make sure that you spread the word. You know, if you have a colleague that's there locally and maybe they haven't signed up, let them know about it. Because, I mean, this is just a fantastic conference to go to just really grow as a person personally, but also professionally, and to help elevate our industry as a whole. Because, you know, without our partners, you know, the industry partners, I'm pretty sure this wouldn't take place. Simply because, you know, it takes a lot to make this happen. And I just want to give a special shout out to everyone in the industry for coming together to really create an ultimate experience and take the lead. Because without our industry partners, you know, eye care would be tough, and we don't give them enough credit. And, you know, Ashley, I just really want to thank you for really being the lead and making this happen and not letting this go, you know, another year without us being able to go to Vision Expo and have that experience and that fun.
Well, thank you. We didn't any longer, and we don't have to. So this is, you know, we're all gonna get through this together. I feel very comfortable with the planning, the plans, the fact that the show is going to be great. We have hundreds of exhibitors, thousands of people are coming, and the momentum hasn't slowed down either. So I feel like it's gonna feel really good.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, over 200 exhibitors, tons of networking, lots of fun. Any updates on any parties or anything going on afterwards, or what's happening with that? I know there's always some big events going on after or even during Vision Expo. I know there's been times in the past where you've had DJs in there and, you know, really turning up, playing some good music, but at the same time, you have the runway with eyewear and things of that nature. I mean, what about the social life? Let's talk about that a little bit. What's going on this year?
Yeah, we are ready. We will start announcing all of that. We're putting the finishing touches on that whole program that you're accustomed to. It's called The Scene. It'll kind of be the hub, like the little heartbeat of the show, where we'll have speakers and music and programming and events, but this is, I think it's going to be, we are approached every day with groups that want to host something. So I think we have a compressed time frame, but I think a lot is going to come into focus here in the next 3.5 weeks in terms of the social part. Our responsibility is to run this safely, and that's really where our focus has been. So now that we know that we have a plan, we know we have our protocols in place, now we're turning our focus to like the energy while you're there.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. One last question, because I was once a student and I always want to know is there anything like students, like what's some of the exciting things that they could be looking forward to?
We have an entire career zone that has done really, really well in the past. There will be career zone events all day on Saturday, the 5th, where, of course, you can network. Of course, you can come look for a job. You can meet like people, but that will be really a very professionally focused day. Definitely worth it for the students to see, do they want to open their practice? Do they want to work for a major retailer? Do they want to go in a different direction altogether? There's a lot of people there that students could talk to that could really help them figure out what might be the next step after graduation.
Awesome. I also know it's probably a great networking event where, like, if you're a student and you want to come meet some ODs that are doing incredible things, as well as, like, we were talking, like, the education's second to none, so they might as well come learn from the best of the best too. Kind of cross schools and kind of learn a lot of different things. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there are definitely some really dynamic players in the field. You two among them, but this is where you can meet everybody here. Everybody's here and everybody's approachable. And if I were a student, I would take advantage of the opportunity to start meeting the industry.
Yeah. And Ashley, you know, I have some colleagues that may not be able to attend. Is there anything that they can do to still feel the energy and get the experience? Because, you know, some folks may not be able to travel just due to where they stay in the world. Because I know this is a global event. It's just not the United States that attends. I mean, the whole world comes to this event because it's the biggest show. So what are you doing in regards to those that can't make it?
There were a couple silver linings in this whole disaster of the last 15 months. And I think one of them is that we've all figured out that you can extend your reach and that people can participate on their terms, just meet them wherever they need to be. And this is not the year for some people. Some companies still have travel bans. Some people aren't comfortable. We get it. And so finally, Vision Expo now is like a fully hybrid event. So we're happening in person, but we're also happening virtually at the same time through.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we have a new platform called Shop Vision. So there will be showrooms. There's opportunities for international exhibitors to show product if they can't attend. And then there's also some live streaming and programming that'll be happening. There will also be like a physical presence at the show for Shop Vision. So it will be fully integrated. So you can experience Expo in person. You can experience it virtually. You can get education on our education platform, Vision Ed. However you need to do it, we have something for you. And we'd love to have everyone in person. We know that that's not realistic, hopefully soon. But even if not, you know, we've all learned over the last year that there's a lot that we can do if we just expand access to more people. So we're happy to be launching that in conjunction with Vision Expo East this year.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, if you had to leave any last words with all the listeners and followers and all our colleagues out there, what would you say to them?
I would say thank you all so much for everything that you've done over the last year, seeing patients, outfitting your practices to be COVID friendly, and just every person has had skin in this game. And so I would just say, I think there's like a little tiny light on the horizon, and we're going to see each other in 3.5 weeks. And I'm really, honestly, I'm so grateful for the exhibitors who are supporting the show, and also for the people who are making the commitment to come and travel to be with us. It will definitely not disappoint.
Awesome. Well, if you're an expert like me for Vision Expo, I expect to see you there. If you're a newbie like Dr. Kate Ham, I expect to see you there. June 2nd through the 5th, it's going down. Make sure you show up. Bring your comfortable shoes. Bring your game face. Bring your smile. It will be safe. It will be fun. It will be exciting. It's going to be rewarding. We need to get out and get back out in the mix. We need to see each other. And this is the perfect event to make this happen. Vision Expo. Thank you so much, Ashley. We really appreciate you hanging out with us this evening.
Thank you.
Fantastic. You have really made me feel more comfortable in regards to what's going to take place at Vision Expo, because this is a big event. It's a big deal. And I know there's a lot of our colleagues out there that was wondering the same thing. And now that you've clarified everything for us, you have really put a lot of hearts, minds at ease in regards to being able to travel to Orlando to make this happen. And on a last note, I actually polled my colleagues on LinkedIn about, you know, which conference is everyone going to. And the number one conference that everyone hit was Vision Expo East.
Yay.
So, you know, that's some data that's there. And I have a pretty large following, about 20,000 on LinkedIn. And Vision Expo East was number one. So I'm looking forward to hanging out with my colleagues, seeing Dr. Kate Ham, and turning up and having a great time.
I can't wait to see you both. I'll see you. I never get to say this to people, but I'll see you in 3.5 weeks.
It's so exciting. It is so exciting to say that again.
Oh, it's nice.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover, and the lovely Dr. Kate Ham. And Ashley Mills, thank you again. Have a great one.
Thank you.
See y'all.
Bye. All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.